Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A wanted man was killed and three deputies were wounded Monday morning in an exchange of gunfire in western Kansas. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said it started around 9 a.m. when the sheriff's office in Clark County attempted to stop the suspect. Clark County sits along the state's border with Oklahoma. And the Liberal Rotary Club is now taking entries for the 74th International Pancake Day Parade.
There will be prizes awarded in each of five divisions: commercial, nonprofit organizations, schools, antique automobiles and equipment, and motorized vehicles. Three judges will score the entries on originality, creativity, and effort, with first prize in each division getting $150, second $100, and third place $50. The parade will start at 3 p.m. on February 2nd at the corner of 11th and Kansas Avenue in Liberal. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice: physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A Stockton man will spend more than 3 years in prison for a DUI crash that killed a 16-year-old Plainville girl in 2021. Zebulon Thomas Cole, who was 22 at the time of the accident, was sentenced last week in Rooks County Court to 41 months in prison for involuntary manslaughter while under the influence of alcohol. When he pled guilty to the charges in November, Cole admitted to driving under the influence of alcohol and causing a crash that resulted in the death of 16-year-old Carol Leanne Adamson of Plainville. Cole was driving westbound on Kansas 18 west of Plainville at approximately 9:30 p.m. on April 28th of 2021 when his pickup hit an SUV that was disabled on the side of the road. The collision caused the SUV to strike and kill Adamson, who was standing next to it, and an Iowa woman, Miranda Peyton Louise Cole, was also injured in the accident when the SUV hit a Dodge pickup she was standing next to. A Hayes home sustained heavy damage after a pickup rolled into a bedroom, though thankfully the family wasn't home when it happened. Hayes police said that at about 10 a.m. on Friday, a man was driving his pickup on North Main Street and speeding in the neighborhood when he lost control, hit a curb, and rolled the truck into the Hayes home. The resident of the home said she was at work and got a phone call from the Hayes Police Department telling her that a truck had wrecked into her house. The resident reported that due to a remodeling project, nearly $8,000 worth of her possessions were being stored in the room that was hit, which belonged to her toddler, and the crash destroyed those items. She said she had three TVs in there, one that was mounted to the wall, and all of her son's stuff was in there. She added that besides about half of his clothes, every single one of his toys were ruined. However, she said those things can be replaced. A life cannot. She was thankful no one was home at the time, or it could have been much worse. Police said the truck driver was cited for reckless driving, and contractors were working to secure the home and begin to fix the damage. A formal affiliation between Fort Hays State University, North Central Kansas Technical College, and Northwest Kansas Technical College was unanimously approved at Wednesday's Kansas Board of Regents meeting. The three institutions have identified several academic and administrative pilots that they will use as proof-of-concept platforms to test ideas and identify best practices before moving to full implementation. The first three academic pilots will focus on agriculture, construction, and nursing, and the first administrative pilots will focus on admissions, marketing, advising, general education, transfer processes, and inter-institutional registrar functions. The presidents expect several organizational changes to result from this affiliation. The two technical college presidents will report to the Fort Hays State University president under the authority of the Kansas Board of Regents, while all other employees will remain with their respective institutions. The two governing bodies of the tech colleges will become primarily advisory. One change will likely include a new naming convention for the two technical colleges. NWKTC is expected to become Fort Hays State University Northwest Tech, and NCKTC is expected to become Fort Hays State University NCK Tech. Several things are not expected to change. All three presidents will continue to lead their institutions. There will be no effort aimed at closing any campus or reducing fund eligibility. They will also not seek to disrupt the core mission of any one institution, and the three presidents have no intention of moving forward in a manner that disadvantages any of the partners. Finally, each institution will retain its respective Department of Education ID and related funding structure, and individual High Learning Commission accreditations will remain in place for each institution. The next step involves presenting the affiliation plan to the Kansas Legislature within the next several weeks. And once in place, this formal affiliation will allow the parties to move beyond current collaborations and into a true strategic partnership, enabling the institutions to proceed with delivering on the affiliation's vision and goals. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
To unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Monday, January 18th. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to recess the council meeting and go into a Norton Public Building Commission PBC meeting. The vote was taken and the motion carried. The Norton Public Building Commission meeting was called to order on January 18th at 6:13 p.m. with the following PBC members present: Jerry Jones, Dean Little, Dennis Gilhausen, Robert Bowman, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, and Ron Briery. According to the PBC bylaws, the PBC shall hold an annual meeting on the first calendar meeting after council members are sworn in, where the president, vice president, and secretary will be elected each year. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Jerry Jones to elect Ron Briery as PBC president. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Gerald Jones to elect Andrew Black as PBC vice president. A motion was made by Jerry Jones and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to elect Dean Little as PBC secretary. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the January 19, 2022 PBC meeting minutes. And a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Jerry Jones to accept the 2022 financial report on the Public Building Commission fund as presented. The votes were taken and the motions carried. There was no further business for the PBC, so a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to adjourn, and the PBC meeting was adjourned at 6:17 p.m. After breaking for the Norton Public Building Commission meeting, the Norton City Council meeting reconvened at 6:17 p.m. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve board and committee appointments, and they are the appointment of Erica Kelly and Matt Rushton to the Housing Authority Board with terms expiring in February of 2027, reappointment of John Griffiths to the Economic Development Board with a term expiring February of 2025, the appointment of Larry Canaday and Ashley Van Eaton Longowa to a first term on the library board, with the terms expiring in February 2027, reappointment of John Griffiths to the airport board, with the term expiring in February of 2025, and the reappointment of Jeremy Hawks to the Recreation Commission, with the term expiring February 2027. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Resolution 2-2023, which is a resolution adopting the annual salaries for certain city employees of the city of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0, with Andrew Black abstaining. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dean Little to increase the fire and rescue call-out pay to $35 per call-out. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0, with Andrew Black abstaining. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to increase the fire meeting pay to $20 per meeting. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-0, with Andrew Black abstaining. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to approve 37 2022 utility account write-offs. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dean Little to approve appropriating ordinance number 2 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:44 p.m. With fertilizer prices continuing to be a significant input cost and the availability issues, it's increasingly important for producers to properly manage their agricultural inputs. To address the topic of soil nutrient management, K-State Research and Extension has scheduled 4 regional programs during the month of January 2023. And locally, the meeting is scheduled for tomorrow, Wednesday, January 25th, in Norton, from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the 4-H building at the Norton County Fairgrounds. The workshop will be presented by Dr. Lucas Hogg, KSU Northwest Region Agronomist, and the Senior Lab Servitech Agronomist, along with local extension agencies. Topics will include KSU research updates, soil sampling, fertilizer placement, non-traditional P and N sources, and keeping fertility rates, along with drought impacts, along with question and answer sessions. 3 CCA credits are approved by the State Board of Ag. There's no cost for the meetings. However, pre-registration is requested for all the meetings either online at 2023NC/NW Fertility Schools or at your Norton Extension office by calling 785-877-5755, and a minimum of 10 pre-registered producers are needed to hold the meeting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Northern Valley USD 212 knows the students who take academics seriously and work hard in band, FFA, forensic, Scholars Bowl, and more work even harder to achieve their goals. Good luck at the upcoming events from all of the faculty, staff, and administration at Northern Valley USD 212. Wilkins Manufacturing Incorporated and Tarpson Limited wishes the Stockton High School good luck at all the upcoming academic events this week. From your friends at Wilkins Manufacturing Incorporated and Tarpson Limited in Stockton, we can unload almost anything, anywhere, anytime with a Wilkins trailer.
Are you looking for a good used vehicle for yourself or your kids? Ingalls Sales and Service has a large selection of really great quality used cars. Or if your present car needs a good going over, Ingalls will give it a full service and check for any possible problems to make sure that your vehicle is in top running condition. Ingalls Sales and Service is located at 209 West Lincoln in downtown Norton. Call 785-877-3391 and schedule your vehicle checkup today.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. A debt crisis face-off and a farm bill deadline are two linked challenges facing U.S. agriculture this year, with predictions by one Washington ag lobbyist that Congress will meet both challenges. Randy Russell with the D.C.-based Food and Ag Policy Russell Group predicts that there will be no avoiding open debate this year on the debt crisis now that the Treasury has run out of borrowing authority.
The Republican-controlled House will use the debt ceiling to force a debate on the nearly $32 trillion in total federal debt, continuous $1.5 trillion annual deficits, and the growing threat of unchecked entitlement program spending.
An argument Republicans will use to pressure the White House for cuts as the president resists concessions and blames the GOP for risking a U.S. default with global economic consequences.
You will hear much about the threat of a default on U.S. government debt, but what about the threat of the mounting federal debt? The debt ceiling will be raised, but a new fiscal blueprint needs to accompany it.
One that could impact the top line for farm bill spending, though Russell disagrees with the conventional wisdom that says a farm bill won't get this year.
Yes, there will be budget and policy challenges. And yes, there will be lengthy and at times contentious House and Senate floor debates. But with Senator Stabenow retiring in 2024 and Representative Thompson chairing his first farm bill process, both are highly motivated to get it done by 2024.
And both the farm bill and avoiding a debt default are linked. A default would crush farm bill hopes and the economy, while budget reforms could make funding an already tough farm bill even tougher. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
There are a few things most farmers agree on. Don't judge folks by their relatives. Always drink upstream from the herd. And if it pays $300 an acre during a drought, well, you ought to check it out. Presenting Sustainable Oils Camelina, a drought-tolerant oil seed crop used for renewable diesel production that can fit right into your rotation. We have a multi-year agreement with ExxonMobil to purchase our renewable diesel. If you're a new grower and get a certified stand, we'll pay you $300 per acre. We'll also provide the seed at no cost. You'll make money while enjoying all the biological benefits of ground cover and protecting the health of your soil. You'll also add income without adding headaches. Early fall planting and early spring harvesting means no interference to your regular routine. Learn more about how Sustainable Oils Camelina could boost profitability on your farm at susoils.com. That's susoils.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Strong low pressure developing in southern Texas right now, and that'll be moving northeastward through the day. Should bring a little snow to parts of Kansas through the afternoon and into early Wednesday. Most of that snow will be over our southern counties for now, but will spread into the central and eastern counties by evening. Scattered snow showers for our western counties. Temperatures will stay cold with a general upper-level high-pressure system feeding chilly air into the central plains over the next couple of days. A winter weather advisory is posted for south central, southeast, and into the northeast counties until about noon tomorrow. 1 to 4 inches of accumulation possible by tomorrow morning. On the map, our big low pressure system is over eastern Texas and Louisiana, pulling in moist air from the Gulf. Lots of rain and some severe weather is possible down there. Well, this afternoon, snow showers will keep up across our southern counties, so roads may be slick. By late afternoon, the storm will continue to strengthen. It'll turn northeast, ending up over the lower Mississippi Valley by this evening, but covering a large area with precipitation. Snow will be likely overnight for the eastern third of our state, with 1 to 4 inches of accumulation. Early tomorrow, the storm system will be over southeast Missouri, with scattered snow showers lingering in our central and eastern counties before noon. A few snow showers possible through tomorrow afternoon, and then we'll get clearing conditions on Thursday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 20s to low 30s, with mid to upper teens for the overnight hours. North central, low 30s today and low 20s overnight. Upper 30s and low 40s northeast, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 20s. Low 30s southwest, mid to upper teens for the overnight hours. South central, mid 30s today and mid to upper 20s overnight. Upper 30s southeast and low 30s for the overnight hours. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity. because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trade has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, the lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up $6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening.